Welcome to the Fit Identity Podcast. I'm Mike Karpenko, your host. I talk everything think, eat, and move to help you with your own personal fit identity to live the life that you ultimately want in the best way possible. This week, I want to talk about foundations versus trends. Both those coexist in the health and wellness in industry and environment, but they don't exist well together in general. And I do believe that there can be a symbiotic relationship to the two, but I want to be able to talk to you guys this week about rooting yourself in foundations and then using trends where and when needed. I mean, I don't know that I do believe in trends, but I do believe that everybody has their own particular plan and system that they need to be able to use to achieve the results, but need to be rooted in foundations. I hope that that made understanding and it kind of made some sort of sense. But as far as I'm concerned, I believe that we all have our own house, and houses are built on foundations, and anything that's built on top of the foundation has the ability to have stability and weather storms. AKA, they're able to live a sustainable, well-being life under stress and under overwhelm at the same time during times when things are great. So that foundational structure, which you could say are your core, like would be your character, your morals, your standards, your values, that's part of a foundation. And then once you start to build on top of that, things seem to build readily and with stability. And when you want to look at the interior or the exterior design of said house that you are, then you can change that at will, right? You can change the color of your couches, redesign your kitchen, your yard, all those different types of things that you can kind of go in and out of because they're temporary. But you're never changing the foundation. You're not going to be like, well, I had a concrete foundation and now I want a fiberglass one. Or I had a wood foundation and now I want a concrete one. It's very rare that you change your foundations. And once you have chosen such a good foundation, you're able to then build upon it. And I think if we can take that type of vision towards our own fit identities and our identities in health and fitness, wellness, that we're going to be able to then, if we choose a trend, we're still going to be rooted in those foundations so that we can live happily in that. And easy point, Three Little Pigs. If you've ever heard that story as a kid, you've got the straw house, you got the wood house, and you got the brick house. And we're going to talk about you living in a brick house so that as stress and overwhelm happens, and good days, shiny days, like sunshine days, like, you're going to be able to live in a house that you can, again, enjoy at all different types. So I want to be able to lean into why I think having strong foundations and putting your time and effort into the foundations are going to outweigh putting them into trends. I'm going to say like 95% of the time. And that's, you know, I'm guessing, but obviously trends can produce results, but there are things that go along with the results or what happens when you are looking at a trend, right? And I think that when you pull it apart and you start to look at, you know, trends in general, you know, one of the biggest things is they may focus on immediate results. They maybe the type of things that are marketed to you by other people that have some level of financial benefit that mislead you for faster results and results that won't stick and stay. And a common one in the health and fitness business is, you know, like lose massive amount of weight in a short period of time, burn massive amounts of fat in a short period of time. And although it might be correct, and I don't believe that it is in most cases, although it might be correct, you're not going to be able to sustain that. And if you're not going to be able to sustain that, then you're a yo-yo health and wellness. Your life is yo-yo, not your, and that doesn't mean your nutrition is yo-yo or that your workouts are yo-yo. Your life is yo-yo. And what we're talking about is having a strong identity so that you're not in this constant push-pull world that is so drastic that it creates high levels of stress. We want to be push-pull because, you know, life is always going to be a little bit on one side and you're going to be pushed or pulled, and we're okay with that. We want some challenge. Where there's challenge, there is growth. But what we don't want is massive yo-yoing, massive stress in our lives. And what I see constantly is that happening in the health and fitness business because not enough people are concentrating or helping you focus on your foundations. And I know that a lot of customers that I have and clients that I've dealt with, they focus on the result rather than on the process. And that can be as cliche as we want to make that statement, but focusing on the process is focusing on the foundations. Focusing on the result is focusing with a trend. And that's not really where we want to be, because you could come to somebody who works in wellness and you could tell them what I want is 30 pounds down and I want to, you know, I just want to look good. And you're like, okay, well, I can get you there. But then you're not going to keep it. And the things that you're going to have to do to get there are going to be, you know, possibly out of your ability, your level, your ability, your pay grade. You know, there's all kinds of things that are so far out of that are going to create some stress, but they'll get you there. And then you'll get into a massive slump because you can't maintain it. And it'll be like a one and done situation. And that's concerning to me because I really want you to be able to live a healthy and fulfilling life. I just want you to have a good life, man. Like, I really want you to get to where you are. And then I don't want you ultimately to feel as though you are constantly on a system or plan. You constantly have this need to be tied to macros, calories, portion sizes, calorie burn, reps and sets. I mean, it's a tough life to be in when you're like, I just wanted to live my life. I wanted to have fun with my kids. I wanted to be, you know, like a mom on the sidelines and watching my kids play soccer instead of worrying about, oh my gosh, did I get my steps in today? Or, you know, a dad that's coaching and being like, yeah, I didn't get my workout today and now I'm not as good a person as I thought I would be because I'm missing a workout. I don't want you to live that life. That sounds awful to me. And the only way that I've been able to live that life for me, to be able to do the things that I want and not stress, is I've been able to develop these foundations and these habits that I don't think about. I'm the one on vacation that never works out. Everybody else is like, I'm going to the gym. I'm like, not going to do it. And they're like, but I need to feel... I have strong foundations. I'm rooted in my nutrition. I'm good. I work out. I'm pretty darn healthy. I know what my body fat is. Like, whatever it is, I'm just not working out. I'm not wasting that hour of what I normally do at home to do on vacation when I wanted to do everything else that I normally didn't do at home when I wanted to have fun. So considering that and looking at that as we begin to look at the foundation versus trends, you know, trends are those areas that are just not sustainable. Where the foundations are, it takes longer to get to, you know, having a foundation. It takes longer to lay the foundation in a house, right? Like, oh my gosh, we got to clear the wood. You know, we got to clear the land. We got to dig down. We got to pour. We got to wait. We've got to get approval. We've got to pour more. We got to add. We have got to get an architect. Like, all these things that go into the first pour. That's what makes it so special when building a home. You're like, oh my gosh, we broke ground. Cool. But then, whoa, all of this just to get to the point of foundation. And that's when you feel like I'm building something special. And when you look at it that way, and you're like, I need to make this as great as possible because whatever I stack on top of this is my life. It's who I am. And I don't want to have that breakdown on me in times of stress and overwhelm. So when you start to look at the sustainability of your foundations. You want something that's going to last forever. Not, oh, you know what? The cool thing was to try this new concrete and pour it as quickly as we possibly can, and then we can get your house up in a week. The house is up in a week. But how structurally sound is it? This week, just because there's no rain, you're good. But what happens when it rains? Was the roof done well? Or are you going to be in a problem because you cut the corner because you needed it up by the end of the week? Or you wanted it up by the end of the week? So what we want to do is look at trends to say, sure, they can produce results, but you're probably going to lose those results. You're going to end up being yo-yoed in them, and they're going to be non-sustainable, where your foundation is always going to be that sustainability. The other thing is with trends is that keep this in mind. Most trends are pushed by people who used or did or successfully had an experience or were paid to say they had a good experience with a product or service. And then they want to tell you about it. They're not experts. Okay, keep that in mind. They're not people who've done the research. They're people who had experience, and then they're excited about it, and they want to be able to share that. That doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean that it's for you. It doesn't mean that it is healthy. It doesn't mean that it doesn't come without risk. So trends come with a lot of risk. They come with a big reward because, you know, maybe it's a lot more weight much faster, or, you know, getting better cholesterol much quicker. But at what cost? And what can you do to sustain that over time? Because you have no foundations and no patterns or habits to set up in order for you to sustain that, which is now going to bring on all kinds of other stress. So when you start to look at trends, they tend to not consider you as an individual. They tend to be very broad in scope. Take this, it'll cure all cholesterol. But will it cure mine? What does my blood work look like? What do other things look like that I need to be able to do? Or what's going to happen if I still eat this certain way but only take this? It's not curing anything. All it's doing is possibly getting you somewhere and having you ingest something without having any foundation, which would be eating a better diet, maybe a more Mediterranean style diet, you know, changing your macros up a little bit, moving more. Those are foundations. And once you have foundations, we can talk about how you can make it scalable. But as you look at that, there are much more potential health risks associated with goals with a trend than there are with foundations. And when you look at foundations, you're looking at long-term benefits. You're talking about an adaptability to personal needs and an ability to withstand the changes of life that happen and come at you. That is big when you say it that way. Granted, it's not an overnight success and you don't develop foundations overnight and it takes a longer period of time. But what a benefit that is compared to I could just lose this weight or this, get rid of this bloat in this period of time and then what? The other thing with functional, you know, with functionality and foundational habits is that they're typically endorsed by health professionals, people who've done research, people who have got years of experience in that particular field to talk about the actual benefits and the shortcomings of whatever it is that you want to be able to do. So they tend to be a little bit more reliable in that area as opposed to, again, trends being higher in risk. So I just want to like throw that out there to you in helping you understand that in the beginning, that's why I feel that foundations are important. You got a house, You want the house built on a strong foundation so that anything that you put on top of that house that you are able to withstand stress as well as enjoy the good times inside your house. Trends, well, it's just the way your house looks inside and outside. You can change at any moment and can be very expensive to change out a living room, a kitchen, or to re-landscape your yard. Now, you know, when I start to think about, you know, what are the foundations of health and wellness, right? Like, it's pretty simple. It's regular physical activity. It's balanced nutrition, you know, a nutrition plan or, consumption that is suitable for you, and then adequate sleep, your mental health. I think that is another really big one. I'm a real big person on understanding your blood work. And then ultimately, I think that, you know, the next thing is, you know, thinking about your life in general, and are you living up to the standards that you want your life to be? That's what I think the foundation of health is. What are your standards that you are going to live by? And if you're not living up to those, then you kind of didn't put in a good foundation. The great thing about the foundations of health is that you get to build them immediately. Just because you're 25, 35, 45 years old doesn't mean you still can't rebuild your house. Doesn't mean you can't buy a new plot of land to set down and create new foundations and build on the old foundations that are good that you have and rebuild the house that you want. So don't worry about whatever you've been living in as far as your house and into your identity. You get to change this. That's the beauty of having a fit identity. It's not genetic, it's chosen. You know, and as you look at what you can choose as far as having foundations, your foundations are rooted in, are you moving or are you not making it a priority? Could you do better with your nutrition? Doesn't mean you got to be perfect, but could you be better? Do you even think about your sleep? Are you even thinking about your mental health and creating boundaries and friendships and relationships and family? And, you know, are you being a good person? But then you deal with the other side of that, right? When you look at a trend, you look at, you're really starting to see that trends push into unrealistic expectations, which lead to burnout when results don't meet what meet your expectations or meet the hype of said person telling you that this would work. That level of disappointment is really tough on the psyche, really tough on hormones, really tough on your mental health. All that for a trend. And that doesn't even take in the ideology of misinformation or what potential health complications could actually come up with said diets and supplements and practices that aren't suitable for you and are not even considered to be foundational. That's a really big point to think about. The risk of your misinformation being given to you and the health complications that you could be creating for something you know nothing about other than someone's either paid promotion or their experience, and they're not an expert or a professional. Now, I want to say this, guys. Some experts and professionals are idiots. we know this, and you know, I think it's fair. They get on their soapboxes, and I think you need to weed out what's good, what's bad. And unfortunately, there is no way to Yelp everything or to have this gold standard and be like, nope, that's an idiot, and they just went off the deep end, and they went down, you know, whatever it is that they went down on as far as the direction of what they're trying to say, whether it's, and I'm not discounting anything, but it's like carnivore and you know, a cold plunge and sauna and red light therapy and hormones and cortisol and gut and, you know, it just keeps continuing, right? It's like trend. I'm just chasing it. Yo. When the reality is a lot of those things can be added to whatever health and fitness journey you are on when you start to focus on the foundations. Think about trying to fix your gut without having good foundations. Think about trying to fix your hormones without having them standardized because you have good foundations. Think about trying to fix your cortisol in your sleep when you don't have good foundations. Think about how to gain muscle if you don't have good foundations. And now think about the road if you had a good foundation, how much more efficient it would be to fix your gut, your hormones, your cortisol, your blood work numbers, gaining muscle, if the foundations were in place. And then how much longer it would take for your results through this process to go away. It wouldn't be like, oh, I was in a 90-day program and after 30 days, yep, my results are all gone. I'm bloated again and I'm off, you know, wherever I'm at, and I don't feel like I have any more muscle because I'm not doing anything because I didn't maintain any of the foundations or the habits that made the current identity that I ended the 90-day program with. I always say this in any plan or program. This is going to sidebar. What are you taking with you? Everybody that's on a plan right now, what are you going to take with you when you're done with the plan? If the plan is hyper-focused, if the plan is specific, what are you taking with you? And if it's nothing, you might just have to say to yourself, then I'm not taking results with me either. So when you start to look at your plans, foundations, and trends, there may have to be a question to be asked. What am I taking with me, or am I saying it's okay to yo-yo? And I'm okay with, you know, losing 10 and gaining 12 back, and it's just what it is. I just need to get to this point so that I could look this certain way, which I just don't think is healthy. When you put it that way, and I say it out loud, it is just violently unhealthy to chase trends in that way. But when you have foundations, you're sitting back, and for the most part, they're proven. They've got long-term health benefits, and they really are, for most people, adoptable and maintainable, right? Like, you're like, oh, this is going to take longer, and although it's not challenged me as much as this other trend would, because it's completely out of the realm of what I was already doing, it's going to be able to be maintainable over time because you'll be able to do the reps, right? The more often that you do something, the more it becomes a habit, the more it becomes a habit, the more that you do it, the more easy it becomes, the more thoughtless it becomes. And now all of a sudden, that system or plan of counting macros and calories when you're thinking about nutrition, you're no longer looking at food as a number. You're just like, oh, I just know what a portion size is that I eat. I know what I need to eat when I'm hungry, and I'm good. It's no longer, well, let me get my app out, and let me take my pretty picture, and then let me enter it and figure out, like, that's 34 carbohydrates, and that one is 16 grams of protein. Just stop. That stress alone is going to crush your cortisol, your hormones, your gut, all of that. You're doomed. We don't want that, right? We want really good fit identities where we're operating as efficient humans. It's such a big deal. And I know that systems and plans work. And I know that, you know, you can be in it, but you don't have to be in them for life. No one wants to be in a plan for life. No one. No one. And we want to be in a lifestyle with an identity that we're doing things that are not going to cause harm. And they're just really good for our well-being. So consider that as you're starting to look at the ideology of, is creating foundational habits and looking at the foundations and what I'm going to take with me important, or is just the result important? Do I want to love this process, or do I want to chase the results? And I think what, you know, a lot of people are going to talk about is the whole, you know, it's hard to create foundations, Mike. It's not easy, right? It's easy to get results. It's hard to create. It's just hard to maintain because you have to do something over and over and over. And James Clear, you know, is probably the number one habit hacker, you know, in the world. With Atomic Habits, and he constantly talks about, you know, what should, you know, what are the five things, or four items to forming a habit. You know, it's cue, craving, response, and reward. So for those of you who are thinking about how to form a habit, I'm going to give you a professional's, and then I'm going to give you the way that I do things. So cue is, you know, it's the signal that initiates a habit. So that's your cue. You know, what is it that will trigger you to do the habit? And then there's the craving, which is the benefit that you associate with doing the habit. And then there is the response, which is the actual habit itself. So the action that you'll take. And then the reward is the positive outcome that after doing the habit, you will feel. So that's kind of the broad expert's way of forming a habit. If you do these four things, if you cue, you crave, your response, your reward, you're going to be able to form a habit. Here's mine. Let me go in and talk to you about somebody who's got experience, and I think the expert is right on. Like, let me just first say this, because now you're going to get a guy who's got experience, right, talking about something that he's done well with, but is it foundational, and is it from an expert? I don't believe that what I'm going to say to you is trendy. I do believe I said what I'm going to say is a system. And I'll just tell you, I just look to keep it simple. And I don't want to say that I look at my why. I look at my word. And because one of my core foundations, even before health, is my word, if I give my word that I want to improve or I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. That to me is one of the biggest things, because my dad said there are very few things they can't take from you. One is your word. The other is your education. But you can give away your word. And when he said that to me, it made me understand that my word to someone else was extremely important. And when I gave it to myself, it was even more important. So the very first thing that I think about in changing or creating my foundations is literally giving my word that I'm going to work on them and that I'm going to put a system like cue, craving, response, and reward into place against the things that I need to be able to do. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a system or plan or a habit that I can do. Something that's simple. Too many people overcomplicate their foundations and their habits and fail. I've been using this a lot lately of saying, hey, don't be a CEO. You know, don't get into a fitness program or plan that is out of your pay grade, which means stop taking CEO programs and plans and fitness when you're a manager, a supervisor, a director, a regional manager. You're just out of your pay grade. And at some point, you're going to find out that you can't maintain those practices and you can't maintain the plan and you're going to stop. And once you stop, you're going to go back to where you were in your career, regional manager, director, supervisor, employee, and then you're going to experience shame because you couldn't keep up with the plan that you were in and that you were found out that you shouldn't have been in that plan to begin with and you were in over your head, and then you're going to be in even a worse place. You're going to drop down a level in your employment, in your fitness level, just because of your shame. Like, I just can't do what everybody else does. And self-blame is going to start to take over. And that's not what I want to happen for you guys. It's okay to be where you're at. It's okay to say, hey, I'm on the 2-year plan. Because I asked this in a poll. And I said, would you rather have results in 90 days that disappear in 30? Or would you rather take 2 years to get the results that you want and then have them stick and stay? You can imagine. It was lopsided into the 2 years of stick and stay, but the issue is that most people don't take that road. Most want and act on 90-day, 30-day gone rather than I am going to take the 2 years and work on my foundation so that I can build upon it. So that when things are stressful and when things are great, I've got somewhere to hang out and I have somewhere to go back and forth on and to live this ebb and flow life. And, you know, and I'm not overstressed about calories and macros and sets and reps and body fat, because you're living a really good fit identity for you. And that's, I really want to push that, is like ultimately is saying, you know, get to that point where you can live that fit identity so you can have those things, you know. So when you look at a trend, though, and, you know, and think about, oh, you know, like, he just said, make it simple. He just said, you know, make it so that it's not out of your pay grade, you know, and then execute against your word. Those are my three things. Like, that's it. But when you look at a trend, right, you're only motivated by outside, you know, the outside. You know, trends are based on social approval. You know, it's not internal motivation. You're going on what somebody said from the outside that's going to work. And you're looking for that social approval and the result rather than, you know what? I'm going to get results that stick and stay. I'm going to be unbreakable to the way that I act in my life and to my standards. And when you look at trends, because they're high risk, high reward, they are out of your pay grade. Sure, you're in it to win it right away. But the dropout rate is unbelievable. And again, like I said, the dropout rate is due to complexity. Or you don't feel like you're able to do what you need to be able to do, which is the complexity. Or the lack of personal relevance. You're like, I don't feel that it fit me. I don't feel like that plan was for me. Like, it just wasn't it. And if I had a quarter for every time somebody told me, it's like, I know my body, it wasn't good for me. I know what my body wants. I'm talking to you people. Truthfully, you don't feel that you got the personal attention for the personal program or plan that you need for you personally to have your new personal identity. You think that you just got anybody's identity. Well, that's cool. You think you got a very vague identity. We're talking about building a personal one, a fit identity that's yours, that's your genetic makeup, that's good for your life, one you're not going to drop out of. But that's what trends do. And when you look at that push-pull relationship with foundations and habit formation that we talked about earlier, you look at the habit formations are really based, you know, the foundational habit, you know, foundations, they're based on intrinsic motivation and your overall personal health. which is sustainable, not some high-level plan that you need to be stressed over. And also, when you look at the habit foundations, you're looking at, once you've been able to do the reps and establish them, they stick and stay. They're there for life until you remove them. It's as simple as like Michael Jordan shooting a free throw. Do you know how many free throws he and Kobe have shot in their lifetimes? And their percentage was through the roof of what they would make because they shot so many of them. Shooting a free throw is just habitual to them. It's like, well, I get it. I drive, you know, they whack me or follow me. And, you know, I end up sitting back and just shooting a free throw. Here I am again. No big deal. There were even cases where both of them shot free throws with their eyes closed. And they're like, yeah, it is what it is, man. Like, I've been here. Like, what's the big deal? And that's the way I want you to be able to maneuver throughout your life, being healthy and fit, is be able to do it with your eyes closed. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to eat and I know that I can push away from the table when I'm no longer full. Not, I got to look at the plate and how much am I going to eat of this, or not? I got to eat it all. I got to count it all. I got to do all the things. Or is this the right program? Is this the right sets, reps, all those things? So when you look at all of that and you're like, man, where am I at with my trends and my foundations, you know? And if I had to give, you know, practical advice on building and sustaining foundations, as I sit here and think about, you know, like I'm 36 minutes into a podcast, you know, is really, you got to have like a step-by-step process. And that's part of it. And that process has to be simple. And I always use nutrition. I'll give you like one of my nutrition's, you know, step-by-step process that I work with people on, is that they're varying levels there. And one of those things is, you know, you want to reduce. The first thing you want to do in anybody who's got no, we'll start from the very beginner and get to the elite, right? Like a beginner is reduction. They need to reduce whatever it is that they're doing. Then they go into cut back. You're cutting back on the reduction. And then what do? You cut out. So now you've reduced, cut back, cut out. And this is all over time. And then once you've cut back, you start getting into off meal plan days, off meal plan meals, off meal plan ingredients. And then you get into hyper specificity. Do you see, like, that whole process is well over a year into 2 years, depending on where you're at in the process. Have you already reduced? Well, then maybe you're in cut back. If you already cut back now and you already have that habit of cut back, well, now you got to cut out. Too many people are at the reduction stage and they're going into, I can only have a cheat ingredient. You're going to fail. So to have something that's practical and easy to follow like that, great. If you're not working out, show up. Start walking. Walk 5 days, you know, walk 3 days a week. Then improve it to 5 days a week. Once you've done that, increase the speed. Once you've done that, add in, you know, 1 day of a strength train. Once that happens, you're adding in 2 days of resistance training. Then you add in more resistance training. All over time, over time, over time, while managing your time. Realistic. You start to realize that once you start doing these things, you start to get momentum. Once you start to get momentum, you get wins. You're back into the reward of what we talked about with habits. You're like, no, I just know now that I get up, when the alarm goes off, I get up, I put my shoes on, you know, and I know that if I do this, I'm going to feel good about my day. The, you know, the craving, the response is I go and walk. Cool. I just go and do the habit. And then when I'm home, I'm like, this is the reward. Look how great I feel. I'm ready to start my day. So putting in a very simple step-by-step process that's not complicated for you to create foundational habits is what's key. And having the understanding that habits don't happen overnight. The expectation that this is going to take some time, diligence, and reps, and consistency. Foundations are rooted in consistency. When you start to become inconsistent is when you start to crack the foundation. And that's what we don't want to do. So we want to have like a practical step-by-step process that has you the ability to progress and to function under stress, that has you understanding realistic goals, which means you have to be able to listen to people, what is realistic. Someone that actually knows something about health and fitness and wellness, someone that you can trust to say, hey, I'm thinking about losing 30 pounds in 30 days, what do you think? That they have enough stones and nuts to stand up and be the one that could be a dickhead, right? And be like, that ain't happening. That's the most unrealistic goal I've ever seen. You're like, no, I really think I can do it. You're like, no. I care about you. And I think you're making an unrealistic expectations of 30 pounds in 30 days. Here's what I think you can do. And here's why I think it's great. And let's set this goal out that is reasonable in expectations. And then if you're one of those people that needs to track your progress, track it. I use an accountability calendar. I love the thing. Like, I'm that guy that wants to keep things somewhat adolescent. I just use a chalkboard. And then I developed a sheet that's called accountability calendar. And it's a slash for doing one thing that I wanted to do. I pick three things that I want to do for the month. And one slash going in one way across the number is the one thing I wanted to do. The other slash creating an X is the other thing that I wanted to do. And then I circle it for the third thing. And I put all those things together throughout the whole month so that I stay obtainable and consistent to the goals at hand. Simple, easy for me to do. And it makes things really accountable to me. And I'm able to track it. Did I do it? And then I put it in a place in my home where I can look at it constantly and be like, you got to get up, Mike. You got to get up and work out. You got to get up and do your walk. You got to get up and do, you know, your 100 push-ups for the day. Or you got to eat one salad a day. You didn't eat it yet. Get up and eat it. Because you don't want to break that streak. Now, when you look at what would I say about a trend, is I will keep coming back to whether or not they're beneficial and sustainable. And for you to do something that you're not going to be able to maintain or sustain, I don't know that it's worth doing. I mean, you can make moments and you can say that I did it. And here's the thing. If it's a trend that you want to try to get to a certain point and to use, again, I think that that's okay. But you have to understand that it's not going to be sustainable for you over time. And I'm all about accomplishments. I'm all about doing challenges. I'm all about doing things that, you know, that bring on growth so that I can take a little bit of that with me and attach it to my foundation so that I can have a great fit identity. But for me to think that this trend is going to solve my problems that's not rooted in foundations, I know it's failure, and I know that I'm setting myself up to what I just talked about, unrealistic expectations. And when you look at foundation, to counter that, is that even when you stick in your foundations and when you do what you need to be able to do, as a trend fails, the safety net of a failed trend is very, the safety net of a failed trend is easily broken, which means the risk isn't worth the reward. However, the safety net of foundational habits is strong. It's linked together, which means when you fall on your foundations, they're there for you. They're there to pick you up. They're there for you to fall back on. They're there for you in times of stress and overwhelm, for you to flex. They're a warm hug. They're an embrace as you free fall because of your nutrition, or you got off your workouts, or you went on vacation, or you did whatever you did. I want that in my life. I want that net. And I want that net for you. You can't buy that net. You can't get it at Walmart. Gucci doesn't have it. There's not a Prada one. There's not one down at REI. You can't buy this net. You have to take the time to woven it yourself. And is that a word, by the way? Woven it? You have to weave it. Weave it yourself. Your safety net is your foundation that you poured, that you weaved yourself. Sometimes I'm not the best with my vocabulary, so save me. But I really do have good intentions, you guys. There's a better word there. Please, you know, reach out to me and say, "Hey, Mike, I got a better word for you." I'm always up to learn. But really, my concern is you living a great life, and when things trip and fall, you bouncing off a trampoline. You're like, "Life is good. I know what's down there," instead of broken arm. But that means you got to have really good foundations rooted in your health. And as you look at having those foundational habits, you know, you've got consistency, you've got reps, which means you're able to measure those and you're able to have steady improvements over time. Trends you really can't measure. You have no idea what's going to happen, where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. You just have hope. And we all know how I feel about people who sell hope. I'm not a big fan. Hope is great because people can sell it and never have to deliver on a darn thing. And to me, that's disgusting. So as I look at that advice to give to you guys and having you understand that trends don't have that net, foundations do, and I want you to be able to have that net that is in your fit identity, whatever that net looks like for you. So I said that I would discuss a little bit about the practicality of how trends and foundations can symbiotically and collaboratively live together. They can. You know, I'm not a hater on trends. I'm a hater on people that exploit trends to make money and exploit you and the pain that you're in because you're not in the space of wellness and fitness that you want to be in, that you don't have the fit identity you want, so they prey on that. I really despise that. And that's why I want you to be rooted in your foundations. But what I do believe in trends is that it can spark you. They can help you. They can challenge you. They can educate you. They can grow you. They can give you energy in some areas that you weren't having any energy in before. But as you go in and you try these trends, remember it's a trend, you know, and I will talk about fitness, you know, phases and cycles. And if the trend is a phase or a cycle that you are in, so be it. But what are you going to take away from it? And we all go in and out of those trends because we live different fit identities across wherever we are. And we want to add things or we've worked on certain foundations. We're like, "Hey, I've worked on this foundation. I'm now ready to work on my gut." Or I'm working on, you know, these foundations and I'm really in a good place and I really want to work on my hormones and I really want to be able to do this. Those phases are excellent. Sometimes it's a food phase. Sometimes it's a workout phase. Those are great phases to work in and they can be a trend. Because you're like, "Oh, no, you know what's cool now? Boot camps. You know what's cool now? Only 3 days a week." You know, or you know what's cool now? Like workouts that don't stress you. That's the big one. Like, yeah, you just don't like, I understand everyone's got these hormone things right now. And everyone's like, the less you work out, the better you are because the less stress you are. So your hormones are in track. Again, I'm not saying that that's not science, but it's a trend at this time. And if that's where you're at, understand that you're going to sacrifice other things during your trend and have realistic expectations that it might not work. And I'm not saying 3-day workouts don't work. Don't write me and tell me that they don't and that stress is not good for you. I get it. Non-stressful environments help with inflammation and cortisol levels and hormones, which do help you. I'm just saying that's what tends to be a trend. Okay. and set yourself up with, if you're going to do those types of workout, you might be able to deal with a lot less inflammation, but you might lose much more muscle mass. So there's a give and take. And all I want you guys to be able to do is recognize the phase that you're in, the risk that you're in, the expectation that you're in, and are you in a system and a plan that is right for you? That's first and foremost. Is the plan right for you? Not everyone. Is it right for you? Are you doing it for the right reasons for you? And I'll get into that real quickly just by saying, sometimes the right reason for you is community. You just need to show up. Doesn't matter what the workout is, just show up. Sometimes the workout that's right for you is strength training. And you need to be able to do that, and your friends are doing Pilates. No big deal. Sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes it's 5 days, sometimes it's gut, sometimes it's hormones, sometimes it's all over the place. But it's what's good for you for that period of time, and you know what's good for you. Could be to be part of the community. I want to be able to say that. Maybe showing up is what's good for you. Because if you didn't have that, it wouldn't be good for you. But at some point, we got to look at what sticks and stays, what are you going to take with you, and what's next. And then what do you ultimately, what's the vision you have in your head or the fit identity that you want to live in real life? So there's no wrong reason for showing up. Just show up for your reason. And make sure that it fits into your goals and you have those expectations. If you're showing up for community, you might not have the goal of being ripped. If you're showing up for being ripped, you might not show up for the goal of community because you're like, I just don't care what anybody else does, how they do it, when they do it, because I am hyper-focused. You do you, boo. I am doing me. So kind of understand those things. And at the end of the day, having foundations is going to be the thing that you can fall back on. It's going to take longer time, but it's going to pay off. And you're going to be able to make adjustments that fit for you. And I don't mean by taking trap doors and going away. I mean making adjustments that are good for you and your health, your well-being, and the fit identity that you ultimately want. We're looking at maintenance. We're looking at living. We're looking at stress-free environments. We're looking at you being healthy. We're looking at you operating at a good weight that is good for you. Good body fat. Good strength for you. We're looking at a good, healthy diet and that you're not eating chemicals and, you know, you have a balance. Maybe it is booze, maybe it's not, but we're looking at what is good for you. And if you need help with that type of system and you're looking for somebody to guide you, or let me know. I do things all the time, but also if you're just reaching out, ask a specific question. I want you to be healthier. I want you to have a fit identity. I want you to operate like I operate in life in general. Sure, I've got some things that I need to work on, but I want that for you. I want you to feel good. I want you to be the best version of you and not to think that you wasted any of your potential or that you're in a position or a system that's not good for you. And if you're not there, what if you could be there in 2 years? If you just dedicated yourself to majority foundations, maybe some trends, if it keeps you going. But what if you did that? So that you could have a life that would stick and stay. That's what I ultimately want for you. So thanks for listening. This was 53 minutes of me going on for quite a while. And obviously I jump around at times, but it's because I want to help you with everything that comes into my head. Even though I have an outline, I want to not keep anything to myself. And when I go a little array, it's because it's more information that I have that I need to be able to get to you so that you can have it. And because I never want you not to have any information. I know what that's like not to have info or to feel left out. So that's where I'm at. Enjoy your current fit identity, but let's get you to the next fit identity that you want to have. Until next time, think bigger, eat better, move more, stay well, and be well. I'll see you then.